Aretha Franklin has left us. You know, she was called the Queen of Soul, but that doesn't nearly describe what she could do with those prodigious vocal gifts. Her landmark recordings in the 60s and 70s, like Respect and You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, made her not only the voice of an era, but a presence in American popular culture for more than half a century. Aretha was at hospice at home in Detroit this week. So many people stopped by to say goodbye. Folks like Stevie Wonder, Jesse Jackson, even Glenn Turner, to whom she was married at one point many years ago. The cause of death was advanced pancreatic cancer. You know, Aretha had been diagnosed more than 4 years ago, but honey, she just kept going, actually until November of 2017. Miss Franklin won 18 Grammy Awards, a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, a Grammy Living Legend Honor. 14 of her singles sold a million or more copies, the most of any female recording artist. A Kennedy Center honoree in 1994. She was also the recipient of the National Medal of Arts in 1999 and the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor in 2005. She was the first woman elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. And of course, we all remember that she sang at Barack Obama's first presidential inauguration. Miss Franklin's dynamic four-octave range from a full-throttle roar to a hushed groan was rivaled only by herself. Aretha Louise Franklin was born in Memphis on March 25, 1942. The family moved to Detroit when her father, Reverend C.L. Franklin, led the 4,500-member New Bethel Baptist Church, known as the High Priest of Soul Preaching and the man with the million-dollar voice. He was so popular as a preacher that no fewer than 76 of his sermons were released as recordings. Well, Aretha's parents separated when she was six. Her mother, unfortunately, died when she was 10, and Aretha became a mother herself at age 14 and again at 16. Her first husband was abusive, and her father, who everyone loved, was shot by burglars in 1979 and died after spending 5 years in a coma. But all the struggles did not ever stop Miss Aretha Franklin. Aretha was decades ahead of the hashtag MeToo movement. You know, when she sang R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me, it was a spelling lesson as a political manifesto. And the song carried even much more weight than when its composer, Otis Redding, had sung it. Because Miss Franklin, as a woman, made her demonstration of Black pride seem both less threatening and more universal. Well, everyone on social media today is wishing the family well. The NAACP has issued a statement on her passing. You know, she did receive their 2008 Vanguard Award. And I got to tell you, when I woke up this morning and realized that she had left us, I've been playing her music all day. And I've got to say, Aretha, neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. We'll miss you.